Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. I'm your host, Haley.
And I'm your host, Bianca.
And you're listening to The Pit Wall. So, real quick, we're going to take a listen to a quick PSA, and then we will be right back.
While you're outside exercising in the sun, like the Paint Branch Trail. This place can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
All right, we are back. So, Great F1 starvation is over, and we got to see a Grand Prix in Miami, and there's a lot to talk about there, of course. But what do you think that you're going to talk about today?
So I have some, if you guys didn't know, this is our last show before summer break.
Very tragic.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about Miami, the happenings of the Miami Grand Prix, and then I have some general information about just, like, things that happened in the world of F1. And then, because this is our last show, and I know that Canada is 2 weeks away, but I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an overview on Canada to, you know, leave you guys with something for the break.
Yep, so put it in your calendars.
Yes.
And speaking of Canada, so we're going to close out the year listening to some, you know, we're going to stay in America for a little while. We're going to listen to some pop punk, a little bit of rock, staying within that realm of, you know, emo and stuff like that. And then, so we're going to listen to some, you know, iconic American artists, but then we're going to switch over a little bit to just a quick tasting of some Canadian artists.
Wow, we're really connected.
Wow.
Hive mind.
Exactly.
Guys, we didn't plan this. We both just decided to talk about Canada and play music about Canada.
Exactly. So, lots happened this week. So, of course, this is Kimi's third win.
Yes, and pole.
And pole.
Consecutive.
Of course, Mercedes is a force to be reckoned with. However, the package that McLaren came to Miami with has also seemed to have, like, a pretty significant payoff, you know, with a 2-3 with Norris and Piastri, respectively. Norris did comment saying that there's no excuse, end quote, that for the fact that he didn't end up winning the Grand Prix. He did get within like 0.5 seconds of Kimi, but then was not able to convert that into a first place.
He did win the sprint, though.
However, he did win the sprint. So, overall, things appear to be on the flip side for McLaren, but I do think that Mercedes is still in the distance.
Speaking of flip, if you guys watch the race, Ferrari debuted their Macarena wing. Wahaha. You know, it wasn't really beneficial considering the fact that Charles spun out and then got a 20-second penalty. And then
it was 20 seconds.
It was 20 seconds. He went from being P3 to then spinning out on the last lap, losing three positions, getting to P6, ending the race on with, you know, being P6. And then, after the race, he got a 20-second penalty, or, well, he got a drive-through penalty, which ended up being 20 seconds, for leaving the track and gaining an advantage, which a lot of people are saying that it was because of his car, and, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't exactly be maneuvering with my usual amount of elegance and precision if I just, like, spun out.
Right.
You know, like a turn ago?
Yeah.
So kind of fair for him to use whatever off-road he had in order to stabilize the vehicle, in my opinion. But
he did end up P8, though, and I think Lewis ended up P6, so it wasn't the greatest week for Ferrari's Macarena Wing debut.
Definitely
race,
not.
But, you know.
Oh, I did see the one of the spoilers that I got for the race, since I had to watch a replay of it. I saw like something where like someone like reposted, it's like what's more heartbreaking than this, and it's a photo of like Charles like teary-eyed in the car, and I was like, oh well, I guess it's not really spoilers to hear that Charles is suffering during
a
race.
It's a Ferrari driver. Yeah, it's kind of a usual for him. But he wasn't the only one who spun out during the race. There was a lot of people who spun out and who DNF'd. So we have
Pierre
Charles
Gasly.
Obviously. We have Pierre Gasly, who did not spin out.
He didn't spin out, but
he came into contact. Yeah, he came into contact with Liam Lawson, who apparently lost control of his car after a technical failure, which people are saying, why didn't he get a penalty? Why did Charles get a penalty? That's a great question. I don't know. Ask the FIA if you, you know, can.
Right. So Liam's car, I believe his front right wheel clipped Gasly's, which sent him into the barriers.
Right, and flying.
Yeah, flying
you.
Into the
Upside
barriers.
Down.
And he ended up cattywampus with one of his wheels up on the barriers.
Right. They, you know, thank goodness for the halo, because otherwise that could have ended much, much worse.
Yes.
And then also Isaac hit the barriers and DNF'd. So there was a lot of people hitting barriers. You have Nico DNF'd, Liam DNF'd, Pierre DNF'd, Isaac DNF'd. Charles didn't DNF, and neither did Max, but they both did spin out. Max spun out at the beginning of the race, and then Charles spun out at the end of the race. And guys, the only reason why I know details so fresh in my memory is because I just watched the race.
Wow. Oh my God. Yeah. You're admitting, honestly, the vulnerability that you have with the... What is it going to be? I haven't even checked. The three people that are listening, your vulnerability with your fan base is beautiful.
I meant to watch the race in real time on Saturday or Sunday. I meant to watch it, and then they moved it earlier, and then I slept through it on accident.
No.
Because they moved it because of... We talked
Fumble
about this last
the
week. They moved it earlier because of weather warnings, which meant that I could have actually watched the full race.
Because it was going to be like 3 p.m., wasn't it?
It was going to be from 4 to 6-ish. It's,
Wait, and it started like what?
And they moved it up like to, multiple? I think, like 1 or
no
2.
No wonder it felt so strange when I missed it. I was like, I could have sworn that I was set to watch this on time. But then
they moved it earlier because of weather warnings.
Yeah, long day. I was busy.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I just now got to watching it. But there was a lot of spinning out, so...
Yeah, did you go into it spoiler-free?
I did not. The day that the race happened, one of my friends texted me and was like, so how do you feel about the Charles penalty?
That's like the craziest thing ever. Like,
I mean, I'm a known Charles fan, so I feel like I'm the person to ask that question, especially because I'm being told to get closer to the mic, guys.
No. I'm doing this for me. It's that our lovely neighbors are practicing scales.
Well, so usually that's the hand motion that you do when you tell me to get closer to the mic. So, yeah. That or you, like, wave towards the mic. Anyways.
You know, you were playing, like, bongos on, like, the back of the mic earlier, and then I was just looking and just thought, hey!
Oh, yeah. I was not playing bongos. I was messing
with
the
audience,
cord.
You know that was her fault. She's the one attacking your ears. Oh, man. So,
anyways, very eventful race. Both Aston Martins finished.
Both Aston Martins finished. That is very important to mention, I will say.
Both Williams got in the points. And Franco Colapinto had his best career finish. Best career finish, yeah. He placed P7.
P7? You know what, Colapinto? We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take
it. I mean,
in
that Alpine, you know. So only so much you can do.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like... We will all agree that these are all hypotheticals because it would be absolutely impossible.
Right.
But if, for the bit, an F1 driver were to accept an interview with WMUC, which one do you think it would be and what would the logistics be?
Ooh, I feel like it'd be Franco.
Because this, honestly, I was thinking, it's like, well, obviously it has to be someone who's like...
Or Arvid, because he's my age.
That's true. I could make a joke, but I won't. Why do you want Limblad over here?
Because I feel like as, you know, from Gen Z to Gen Z, I feel like it'd be the easiest to convince him.
No, that's true.
Especially because he's so new to the F1 world, you know?
Honestly?
He probably doesn't have as many, like, obligations.
Well...
What are you thinking?
Nothing. Okay, guys. So anyways, we're going to be listening... Well, with that, we're
going
to be listening to...
Oh, guys, it's our last week of hearing With That.
Aww.
For until next fall.
Yeah, you guys have a little break.
I actually, on my notes, you guys can't see my notes because it's a radio show, but right next to the note where I wrote last show of the semester, !! I put in parentheses, very sad, I know.
Very sad.
Yeah, quite sad.
So, the first songs that we're listening to are gonna be One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore and I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance. So, of course, these are by no means... underground artists.
Right.
Absolutely. They are very iconic in the sphere of pop punk, emo, and rock. I would say that, you know, since they are not like the signature songs, mm-hmm. I do think it's always fun, like, telling, like, you know, like, there's a difference between, like, putting people on, like, the S-tier songs of an artist and, like, the A-tier songs of an
artist.
It's
like if you were to tell someone to listen to Paramore and you would be like, listen to, you know, All
Still
I Wanted.
Still Into You.
Or
and
Still
All
Into
I
You.
Wanted. It's like, it's not a, like, you're being, like, underground by any means, but you're still showing them the ones that are still really popular within the group for a reason.
Exactly.
So these
Guys,
are definitely
don't hate on popular
these
songs. They're popular for a reason, and I stand by that.
But also, you know, I Don't Love You by MCR is on the Black Parade. It is a very well-loved song, but maybe for those of you who have not listened to it, you will get to enjoy the, you know, awesome guitar that it has and, of course, vocals. But only the best vocals on this show.
Exactly.
So, with that, couldn't help it.
With that.
Let's listen to One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore and I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Got it backwards, you know. would you have the guts to say, I don't love you like I loved you yesterday?
We are back. So you just listened to one of those Crazy Girls by Paramore and I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance. It's not often that I can name the songs off the dome, but here we are. So
apparently both of those are A-tier songs, in case you guys were wondering.
Hey. I would say that they are S-tier songs, but like...
They're like...
You know
if
how,
there's like a you know a mid level like an elevator between S and A tier, I feel like that's where they are.
All right. Well, so speaking of alleged S tier songs, and I guess it is pretty fair, we are going to be listening to some Car Seat Headrest upon request by Bianca. I was gonna play It's Only Sex because it's past 10 p.m. and
I wanted to. The song that I convinced her to play is better in my opinion.
Okay, Bianca, I'd like to remind you that if I turn your dial down, your microphone gets quieter. Oh no.
You underestimate how loudly I can yell if I'd like to.
No. All right. You get mic privileges again.
Yippee.
As long as you give me one hot take about the Miami Grand Prix.
One hot take?
Okay. Yes. Ahem.
I think that Kimi doing so well and George doing so poorly is showing that they have some sort of skill gap. Not only do they have like a technical gap, that's very apparent. George's car obviously has some issues, but I do think that this is showing how phenomenal of a driver Kimi is.
That's true. I'm sorry, I got distracted because the people in the live room have pipes, so I'm listening to you know.
Is this Green Day? Yeah.
Yes, it is Green Day. I listen to the new Green Day.
Hell yeah.
And so, but I agree. And also, it's interesting that, you know, this is his, like, first Mercedes setup. And so, like, you know, as a new driver for Mercedes,
right.
Maybe, you know, it's like a learning curve type of thing as well. But I do agree, he is a very phenomenal driver. And maybe,
even if
we don't like to admit it, could say something about George's performance relative to him.
Obviously, he's been having some car issues, so I don't want to put the blame solely on his driving skills. But, you know, I will add this little detail, this little interesting tidbit that I found is, you know who else did the pole and victory thing that Kimi just did? Senna and Schumacher.
That's pretty.
Do peak. With that information as you will, guys. I'm not trying to influence you to become Kimi-like lovers or whatever. Although, you know, what's not to love?
He's so sweet. He's great.
He's a silly little Italian who's literally 1 year older than me, so I don't know why I'm referring to him.
He's a year older than you.
He is a year older than me.
I forget this all the time.
Less than. You are older than Kimi Antonelli.
That's
how does that
true.
Make you feel?
Well...
Old.
Like we've said in past shows, like you just slowly get used to seeing people younger than you in sports. If you watch the Olympics enough, you're gonna see like Russians younger than you doing quad axles,
like 14-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, you got to get over that curve of they're really good at that, and that's when you're like, yeah, okay, cool. And so now I'm like, yeah, that little Italian.
Hey, you still have like more than half the grid. Older than you, so
that's true. You know, one day, Bianca, I'm gonna text you out of the blue when you're 50 and I'm gonna say, how's it feel to be older than the entire F1 grid?
Watch none of them retire and go into
Alonso.
Alonso's like 80 behind the wheel of a Formula One car. I mean, with the regulations, I feel like 80-year-olds would be able to keep up.
Can Alonso hot rod a wheelchair and become the safety car? I want to see him do
it. I think so.
I think he could. He would maneuver really. The goat. The rookie of the year.
I was talking to someone about safety cars earlier, and I was like, we were like, has the safety car ever crashed? The answer is yes, they have crashed before. Because I was watching the race, and I was like, damn, these These girls are fast.
Ah, swear jar. I'm adding to it.
You said it's only sex earlier. I think we're even.
Sex is a perfectly normal word, and you should not be ashamed.
Neither is damn.
But it's also just the name of the song.
Right. Well, I'm naming the safety car this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine.
Anyways, whatever. With that being said.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miami, very eventful. I think it was a good race to end the... This is also Green Day.
It's the exact same song, Bianca.
Is it?
She can't focus. Back to the script, Diva.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm getting distracted by the Green Day.
So there's a window into FM as well, and all three DJs in the station right now are bopping their heads. So we have good company in the live room today.
Yep.
But
back
give
to
me the
one.
Notes, I've decided.
No. I'm hoarding
okay.
the notes.
All right,
but
tell your
what
story.
I was saying is, I feel like Miami is a pretty good race to sort of, you know, end the season off with. We're not the season, but our radio show season, I guess, hypothetically speaking, our mm-hmm. radio
yes.
show season, until we come back, hopefully, in the fall. It was quite eventful. Lots of interesting things happened. Some interesting things happened outside of just the race, too. You know, there's some new developments with the engines and the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I think we should play some music.
I agree. So we are going to jump back into the American emo pop punk scene for a little longer, and also play one of Paramore's more like rock heavy songs. And so we are going to take a listen to Bang the Doldrums by Fall Out Boy, Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest, and Crush 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 by Paramore. So... as I said, you know, Crush, 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 it's a little bit of like a harder like rock song from them. Sober to Death is Bianca's pick, apparently an S-tier Car Seat Headrest song.
S-tier,
and I do believe that the people have also voted this because it is their most popular by a mile in terms of plays. But Bang the Doldrums, we have played before on the show, but it was quite some months ago, I do believe. And I just couldn't help playing it again. Bianca, never get into playing poker, Bianca. You don't have a good poker face.
I have
face.
A great poker face.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Bang the Doldrums by Fall Out Boy, Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest, and Crush, Crush, Crush by Paramore. We will be right back.
Oh, living in boxes behind closed doorways, out from the forest adjacent to your garage. I've seen its marks at the corner of your eyes. Nothing works. Nothing works for everyone. Good stories are bad lies. Good stories are bad lies. Take your hands off your neck and hold on to the ghost of my body. You know that good lies make bad stories. You can touch me. One punch of mattresses gets old. Don't think it'll always be this way. Not comforted by anything I say. We were as before we touched into each other. Such a good idea. If it turns you off, we have breakdowns, and sometimes we don't have breakdowns.
No!
And we are back. You just listened to Bang the Doldrums by Fall Out Boy, Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest, and Crush, Crush, Crush by Paramore. We're going to have a few more songs of, you know, American rock after this, but then we're going to switch over to Canada. Yes. So, speaking of...
And then we're going to leave you guys for the whole summer.
Do you want to get closer to your mic?
Sure.
There it is.
Yay! So yeah, we're going to sort of pivot from Miami to just some general F1 information, and then we're going to, you know, go into another song break, and then after we come back from the song break, we're going to talk about Canada! Yay! And then we're going to play some Canadian music for you all, and then we're going to end the show with a little something. You guys will... Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Listen to the whole show and you'll figure it out. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so just some general info about F1. I didn't really write much for this week. The most notable thing is that the FIA confirmed that V8 engines will be making a comeback. They will be returning. Right now, the target date for their return is 2031. Yippee!
Well, guys,
we're gonna sort of pivot away from the electrical and have more internal combustion components in the engine, just like the V8. So that's exciting. Obviously, this is not finalized yet. The final engine regulations are set to be decided before summer starts. It wasn't the sources that I sort of was reading up on. Did not specify if it meant like summer as in the season or as in like summer break for Formula One, which is, you know, kind of that month of August. There's one month at the end of July, and then there's one race at the end of July, and then there's another race at the end of August. So I'm not exactly sure when these regulations are going to be finalized, but that is the plan, is for V8 engines to
come back. The V8 comeback. Very exciting.
Hurrah.
And you know what?
Huzzah.
Just because we have a lot of music to play, and because we're going to listen to a rec from you, I think that we should take a listen to just a little more music and then be right back to talk about Canada.
Yes.
All right?
So.
Sounds good. So, next up is Basket Case by Green Day. Just a lightning stroke of inspiration. And Pumpkin by Ben Stiller. So what's about that last recommendation?
Yeah, so Ben Stiller is an indie rock band that's based in New York. The band is slightly on the newer side. I would highly recommend checking their music out if you guys like the song that we're about to play for you. But, you know, just to introduce you guys to some sort of smaller artists, smaller bands, because we have been playing a lot of big names today.
That's Pumpkin. True. We're kind of like balancing out our niche people karma.
Exactly.
They have a 100,981 monthly listeners on Spotify, it appears. But let's see. Now, enjoy Basket Case by Green Day and Pumpkin by Ben Stiller. We'll be right back.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink. It's like I'm sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and pussy, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps heading. Am I just paranoid?
All right,
wow, Wow, that's a long intro.
Yeah.
They really like their trailing off notes.
I hope you liked that song.
It was very good. I liked it a lot.
Thanks. Anyways, I was told to speedrun these facts, so I'm going to talk as fast as possible.
See, I didn't say speedrun. I said go through them.
So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an overview of Canada as fast as I possibly can.
I'm going to use my going once, going twice, going three times auctioneer at WMEC.
I'm auctioning off the facts about Canada. No,
I'm going to take this piece of paper and I'm going to put it up on my wall. It's going to be worth $1 billion one day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we are not going through these quickly.
As I said, I have to speedrun. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of information about Canada, the Canadian Grand Prix, which is happening in 2 weeks. There's going to be a sprint, and there's also going to be a race. The sprint is going to be May 24th at 12 p.m. Surprisingly enough, the sprint and the race are at the exact same time, Eastern Standard Time, as the Miami one was.
Whoa.
Right?
Nice.
So it will be at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the sprint, May 23rd. That's a Saturday. Sunday, May 24th, there's going to be a race at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry for any of you guys who are in different time zones. Feel free to convert. You guys are also going to have to convert.
Guys, just move to the East Coast. I really don't know what to tell
you. I also
you.
Wrote down all of the circuit lengths and kilometers again, because who am I
guys,
if not
okay, okay.
Lazy?
I'm pulling up my phone right now because we can't keep doing this. All right, what is it?
So the race is 70 laps. Each circuit, the circuit length is 4.361 kilometers, which is...
2.71 miles.
There you have it, folks. And then the race distance is, are you ready to type?
Yep.
305.27 kilometers, which is in freedom units
189.69 miles.
Yes, so it's one of the longer
nice.
races, but it is also, I don't know, one of the races I like more. So the first race was in 1978. The fastest lap is actually held by Valtteri Bottas. He set the fastest lap in 2019 with a lap time of 113.078. Basically, the track is fast. It's a low downforce circuit. And it is home to the Wall of Champions, which is famously a wall where a lot of, like, the world champions and, like, people who did really well in the sport crashed. Which, you know, is probably not the best thing. But Michael Schumacher being one of those, actually. That is your rundown of Canada that we will leave you with before we go to another music break.
So, shall we end them off? Shall we play them off with some music?
We shall.
Say farewell now?
Farewell.
Oh, what a shame.
Before we say farewell, actually, I just want to let you guys know that the races we'll probably be coming back to, if all goes well, is Monza, which is September 6th, and Madrid, which is in Spain, if you guys didn't know, on September 13th. So,
fun.
Fun indeed.
So, thank you all so much for listening to this season of The Pit Wall. It has been... so much fun.
Yes, thank you guys all for listening to us bicker and yap about Formula One for the entire semester, or two semesters, depending on how.
Or two semesters.
Yes, because we have been doing this.
If you've been listening to the show for two semesters,
thank you, and also I am sorry.
If I will,
I hope we have gotten better at this whole radio show thing since the beginning of the year.
Well, I think you've always been wonderfully consistent. I think that they would beg to differ on, you know. Hey, I'm allowed.
Hey,
I'm allowed
okay.
one.
You're doing the soundboard. It's fine.
That's true. I'm allowed one slip up per session. Right. But frankly, we have been on an upward trend.
Exactly.
So everyone.
And you know,
practice makes
during
perfect.
The two semesters, I switched from mic 3 to mic 2. So big change.
Yeah.
Just kidding, guys.
All right.
With
guys.
That being said,
thank you so much for listening to The Pit Wall. You've been listening to WMEC Digital College Park, and have a wonderful night. You're going to listen to Give Him Up by Faber Drive and Here's to Never Growing Up. What? Oh, okay, yeah, guys, so my name is Haley.
Yeah, and my name is Bianca, because we always do this at the end of the show.
And you're going to be listening to Give Him Up by Faber Drive and Here's to Never Growing Up by Avril Lavigne. Thank you so much for listening, and good night.
we're never gonna change.